Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. So last week, obviously, we did not have service, which was very sad. I miss you guys so very much, but it's so good to be here with family, with kids running around, grabbing stuff and coloring. It's so cool. But I did miss y'all last week, and I'm glad that we are back here in session with power, which is very important. Let's go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving us power, number one. Thank you so much for blessing us with this place where we can come together, fellowship, worship, and just be in your presence, Lord. Let this time be a time where we are cognizant that you are on the throne and that you are in charge and that we are at your will and we do what you need us to do, Lord. And in that, let's keep continuing to praise your name and lift up our spirits in your name, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, for the next two songs, let's please stand and we'll keep praising our God.
Wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend, who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, you rescued the souls of men. Counselor, Comforter, Keeper, Spirit we long to embrace. You offer hope when our hearts have hopelessly lost our way. Oh, we've hopelessly lost our way. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for. Almighty, infinite Father, faithful in loving your own. Here in our weakness you find us falling before your throne. Oh, we're falling before your throne. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior
all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight. Visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest, I and my Savior and happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with the goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Please be seated.
Now is the time that we choose to do communion. Is there anyone, there are our cups with both bread and fruit of the vine in the back of the auditorium. If anyone has not gotten one, please raise your hand and we'll pass one out to you. Okay, so this is the time we come to do the Lord's Supper, to prepare our minds. I'd like to read 1 Corinthians 11, chapter 11, verses 23 through 26. For I received from the Lord, which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant of my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." So would you please bow with me as we ask a blessing on the bread. Lord, we come to you and ask your blessing on this bread, which represents Christ's body, which was broken on the cross for us. We humble ourselves in your sight and presence, recognizing that by Christ's wounds we're healed. We remember Christ's sacrifice on the cross. He was innocent and blameless and paid a price that we could not pray, so that we might be saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you please bow with me as we ask for the blessing on the fruit of the vine? Lord, we come before you. We ask you to bless this fruit of the vine, which represents Christ's blood, which is shed on the cross for us. A blood poured out for our transgressions, for not just ours, but the world itself. A blood that washes away our sins, that's motivated by love to save us, despite our often stubborn and hard-hearted natures. And we pray that as we take this, we contemplate this sacrifice, and that we would... that you would allow us to be more like you, and to pursue those things that you pursue. In Christ's name, amen. Separate and apart from the Lord's Supper, the Lord's Supper is the offering. And in 1 Corinthians 16:2, members of the church are commanded to give as we've prospered on the first day of the week, to lay by and store something to give to the work of the church. And all money given to the church goes towards the work of the church, and offering plates are in the rear of the building. And there's also an option to give online as well. If you've yet to do so, you may do so after services as well. So I'd ask that you bow your head with me as we pray for the offerings. Father, we come before you. We ask your blessing on the offerings of this church. We give knowing that you have already given to us, that you've blessed us abundantly and without reservation. We give not under compulsion or reluctantly. We give with a cheerful heart, knowing that you love a cheerful giver. We give knowing that the value and purpose of our offerings and the work our offering supports here in this church, and we give knowing that ultimately you are the one who grants the increase. In Jesus' name, amen.
So I don't know if y'all remember this time in our church and in our lives where there was COVID, and COVID really shut down a lot of things when it came to our church, right? We didn't have, we had distant services, and then we didn't have kind of times to meet outside. Well, now we're trying to get that back. We meet on Sunday mornings, we have great times of fellowship, and we worship together, but we're now going to start meeting on Sunday evenings as well. And we had a meeting of the minds 2 weeks ago. And every Sunday evening in October, November, we're going to be meeting. We're going to be having a different service, but something different. So October 8th will be Service Sunday. October 15th will be Prayer Sunday. October 22nd will be Worship Sunday. So Service Sunday, we don't know exactly what we're going to do. I think we do have the groundwork done, but we're going to announce that here soon. October 15th, Prayer Sunday, we're going to meet here at the church and pray. Simple. On October 22nd, we're going to have a worship Sunday where we just praise and worship together. Now, if you notice, I don't see October 1st up there because the 8th annual Chili Cook-Off is next week on October 1st at 5:30. So if y'all want to lose to me and my chili, go ahead and bring your chili and let's try it out. So again, October 1st, that's next Sunday evening at 5:30, is our 8th annual, crazy that it's that many years, Chili Cook-Off. So come talk to me if you want to bring a chili, if you want to bring dessert or some other side, please let us know. And good luck, Pete, because he always thinks he's going to win. All right, now it's time for the kids to get out of here and enjoy their time doing kids worship. I've never seen y'all walk. What are we doing? There they go. I see some running there. All right. So we're gonna sing one song, Mighty to Save, and then I'm gonna introduce our speaker through a video as well, and we'll go from there. So let's stand and sing for this one song. It's a roller coaster, but let's stand and sing for one song. Everyone needs compassion, a love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. So take me as you find me. All my fears and failures. Fill my life again. I give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King Jesus. Shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, You can move the mountains. Lord, You are mighty to save. You are mighty to save forever. Author of salvation. You rose and conquered the grave. Yes, You conquered the grave. Amen. Please be seated. So we started about 3 weeks ago, a four-part sermon, and last week would have been the third part. Go watch that if you didn't. We're going to finish up with our fourth part from Taylor Walling. He is now the lead minister at Waves Church, a startup in Malibu. Again, if you ever need to start a church in Malibu, just let me know and I'll learn how to preach. I mean, that's awesome. And he leads it off with a story about how his kid kind of isn't into praying or kind of does some silly stuff. So real quickly, if I smell like Febreze, my oldest daughter had a Febreze party, she said. She found all our Febreze bottles in our bathrooms and was spraying them in our bedroom. Why our bedroom? I don't know. But I saw the calamity. I walked into the bedroom with the fan on high, empty Febreze bottles everywhere. And if I smell like Febreze, that's why. Mind you, she's eight. She knows. She should know better. So this is Taylor Walling with the fourth part of How to Pray. So let's stand and sing the song, and then if you need more prayer, we have people all over here that are willing to pray with you. And then we'll end it with a prayer as well. Let's make sure I got that right. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds His people. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds His people. Surround us, Lord. Surround us, O Lord. We need to be in Your presence. Surround us, Lord. Surround us, Lord. Surround us, O Lord. We need to be in Your presence. Surround us, Lord. Surround us, Lord.
It's good to see everyone out today. Remember those that are on our prayer list as well, those that are in the hospital and nursing homes. Linda Bailey still in the hospital. Grace's sister is back home but still needs our prayers, and there are many others that are on that prayer list. So let's go to God in prayer. Father, we thank You for this, another day of life, and for each and every blessing that You give, knowing that all good things come from You. And Father, we just thank You for Your love, Your mercy, Your grace, and just everything that You do for us, for who You are and what You represent to us. Father, we pray for those that are sick and suffering, that You'd be with those in the hospitals and be with the doctors and the families that are assisting them and helping them. We pray for those in nursing homes, Father, that you'd be with each of them and help them as they deal with the issues that they're facing. We pray for those, the Father, that are sick and at home where they reside, that you'd be with them and help them to overcome the difficulties that they face. Father, we offer a prayer for those of our number that are traveling, that you'd be with them, that you watch over them and keep them safe. Father, we thank you for Christ Jesus. We thank you for the sacrifice he gave and the hope that that sacrifice gives to us, that through his death, burial, and resurrection, that we can have that life eternal in your home. Father, go with us as we depart from this place. Watch over and care for us. For each of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen.